Hi, welcome to Berry Nation Podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
And I'm Jason.
And I'm Natalie.
All three of us together again. This is like my favorite conversation when it's just three of us. I mean, I love our experts and all, but I mean, when the three of us get to just connect, it's always a good thing.
It's the best.
It is. It's the best. And today's episode is really special. So we are looking back on the year that was, and we are looking forward to the year that is coming up because 2022 is right on the horizon. And I have a feeling 2021 was not the year that we thought it would be.
You are correct.
Oh, bingo. Weird. What can I say? What's that word where you can see the future?
Yeah.
Read minds. I'm a mind reader.
But I did get this sweet ass hat in 2021. For those of you that can't see, I'm rocking one of our exclusive Berry Nation beanies. And rumor has it that they will be coming in the merch store here soon. So between those and tumblers and maybe some other little goodies that you guys can get. So keep a watch. We're going to drop when those things come available. So just get ready. But they are warm, yeah. So I'm not going to keep it up for the whole thing.
I was going to say, if you're watching this, you can watch it on our YouTube channel. But I did not get the memo. I showed up thinking I was going to be holiday cheer, looking all cute and cozy in my sweater. I did not get the Berry Nation memo. But April and Jason are both repping beautifully.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like my most cozy, comfy sweatshirt ever. When we were doing the run of this, I ordered a size XL thinking that would be the size. I'm actually not. I needed a medium. And my husband stole my XL and now he wears it all the time as well. So I'm just letting you know, these sweatshirts are very comfortable and they are unisex as well. So don't be afraid to rock it. And the other super cool thing too, you guys, I know I'm totally digressing from this, but we very much value supporting local businesses, and especially if they are run by women entrepreneurs. The woman who does all the Berry Nation merch, her name is Day. She is amazing. She is a woman-owned entrepreneur. She does it all basically by hand. We are so fortunate to have her on the Berry Nation team. So we just like to make sure that you know that the merch that is made for Berry Nation is made with love. It's made by an amazing woman and she pours her heart and soul into making it perfect for us. And in turn, we are all supporting her and her small business. So it's a win. So, you know, so that's a good thing that's coming up in 2022, Berry Nation merch. But let's get back to the subject at hand. That is, what the hell was 2021?
It was something.
Whoa, it was something. That was a Mack truck that I was not anticipating barreling down the road. So our conversation today is going to focus on, 2021. What was good? What was not so good, right? So what worked? What didn't? And then we really want to kind of get to the bottom of why did the things that didn't work, like what led to that, and then use that information, that learning, to really kind of help us think forward about 2022, what we want to accomplish, what we kind of want to cross off the box, and then how we are going to get there. So not just about like what do we want to happen, but how do we think we can actually get there. So that's what our conversation's all about today, friends. So should we dive in?
Right. let's do this.
Okay, my friends, 2021, I think we've already answered this question. Was it the year that you thought it would be?
No, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, hail to the no. That was so far from the year that I thought it would be. It is not even recognizable. I was so hopeful for like a bunch of travel and I was going to get to 199 and all of this stuff was going to happen. And it just absolutely shit the bed on all of it.
There was none of the above of the things that were planned. We thought it was going to be better than 2020 and it was going to act right and things were going to go great and everybody was going to hit their goal weight and
and then 21 came up, and then it actually happened. All right, so let's start here. What in 2020 went well? What are you proud of? What did you accomplish? What did you check off? What were you excited about? What was good about 2021?
For me, I hit my lowest weight. Yay. I did get down to my total of 191 pounds lost, so that was good. I started out with a really strong mindset. Everything was going according to plan. Then, we'll talk about the rest of it later. But we're going to talk about the small wins, and those were the couple of things that happened along the way.
All right. Miss Nat, what about you? What went good in 2021?
You know, as much as, 2021 was very up and down, I did have a lot of highs. I am the lowest adult weight that I've ever been. So that is huge. I really allowed myself to be myself and say yes to things. That was something that I really wanted to do last year was, let the surgery kind of allow me to say yes to things. And I believe that I really took that in stride and allowed myself to do new things and do more things. Oh my goodness. I mean, there were just a lot of moments where I thought, oh my God, Natalie 5 years ago would have never done this. Or, kayaking? Natalie. Yeah.
Right, we went kayaking for the first time.
I went
promotions, new jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I got a job that I hated, but then I got a job that I love. I'm salaried, a lot of life things and as well as bariatric things happened to me this year. So mm-hmm. as much of how it panned out differently, I wouldn't say it was negative in any way, really. There were tough moments, but when I look back at my year, I don't really think of it as a dumpster fire like 2020 was.
Oh my God. Yes. Right. Even when things don't go to plan, sometimes the backup plan or what ended up happening was just as good, if not better, right, than that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think, I'm very proud. We went from East to West to Berry Nation. That was huge. That was monumental. And just the relationships that we and I have built with other professionals in this community, just like the business side of things, it's just been, I've learned so much. We've grown as individuals and we've grown as a business. We launched the community. That had been years in the making and it actually finally became real on November 4th. That was just insanity to me. That was all very good things. We retreat and and then kind of like what you were talking about, Natalie, I've known for a while that my inability to name, acknowledge, and just kind of sit with my feelings was probably keeping me back in a lot of ways. And this year I really sat with those feelings. I really experienced those feelings. And that was good. It was hard, but it was good. And I made a lot of not breakthroughs, but I had a lot of aha moments just in therapy. That was a really positive thing about this year. So definitely same thing, very good things happened in a year that on the whole was what the hell was that?
You brought up a really good point. This is the first year, I think, in my adult life that I've consistently gone to therapy.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Maybe rescheduled one or two, but have not missed
a
therapy appointment.
Yes.
Wow. That's so good. Yeah.
That is.
And that's never happened. Never.
Well, because it's hard, right? Because you actually mm-hmm. have to do work and that is exhausting. And sometimes
and I cry every time, every time about fail.
Every time, the last couple months, every time I meet with Wendy, I find myself crying and you three know me. That is just it's not a part of my DNA, but clearly mm-hmm. that needed to happen for me to get through to the other side of what was preventing that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing too, that now that we're really thinking about all the good things, I maintained my weight for an entire year. I mean, I had little blips and ups and downs, but when I got up, I hit that ceiling and I figured it out and I came back down. I used my tools. So, I can say that I have maintained a 120 pound weight loss now for almost a year and a half. And that's huge because again, I have never maintained a low weight before consistently. And this year, the fear of regain, of big regain really has left my soul. I don't worry about that anymore. It's just not a thing. I feel confident in my tools. I feel like I have them at my disposal. And then I also acknowledge that I might not have all of the tools that I need in this moment, but I know people who can help me acquire them. So even if I don't have them, I'm not stressed because it's like, oh, I know who I can go to for that and that and that and that and that. I mean, it's just having this like community to just envelop myself around when times get tough is that's a pretty special feeling. Yeah.
For sure.
All right, so let's switch gears. What did not go well in 2021? What was a struggle or what just did not happen the way that we saw things happening?
I know for me, I got a little cocky in the fact that I had my plan all together and was doing so well. And I haven't regained any. I mean, I've done the bariatric bounce. I'm still at less than 10%, less than 10 pounds, you know, up or down. Yeah. But I know that I am not being as faithful to my plan as I could and should be. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I had kind of fooled myself into saying, you know, well, you know, this is just what it is. I lost the weight and this is what I'm going to lose. And what I lost was still really good. And, you know, it's fine. I'll just, you know, continue to be like this. But I realized that I'm only cheating myself in thinking that way. And I know that if I get back on my true plan to what it is without modifications that I've, you know, coached myself into thinking I had to have or needed or couldn't deal with, because I'm a very powerful seller to myself.
Wow.
You know, I realized that once I, you know, let all that go and get back to my true plan that serves me, you know, the best it can, that, you know, I'll make a little more headway, but I have to get more consistent in that and quit letting myself talk myself into things I know that aren't going to serve me well.
Wow. Jason, I just have to ask this for myself and for all of our friends and followers. Is Sarah holding you at knife point? Did she force you to say these things?
No,
off camera.
Blink twice if you need help. I mean, oh my God, that's huge. But I mean, the fact that Sarah, I think we forgot to mention this too. The other amazing thing about 2021, all three of us met in person, really the four of us. Yay. We got to meet Jason's wife in person. We love Jason's wife probably more than we love Jason, but the three of us got to actually like meet and hug and connect. Whoa. Oh my God. Like highlight. But just at retreat, you know, we had really meaningful conversations, the four of us. And I remember that was one of the conversations that we had, I think, sitting around the table. And Sarah has a very influential way of pointing out things that maybe weren't aligned to your own goals. So the fact that you are acknowledging this means, wow, that woman, she needs a PhD. She is a wizard of the fifth degree. I mean,
She definitely lets me. That's that 21 years of being together and 20 years of marriage. She definitely will never allow me to get by without calling me on my bullshit. Mm-hmm. She is an artist at that. She can do it better than anybody that I know, because she not only does she know that I'm full of shit, she knows that I'm trying to pass that on to other people, and she will not allow that to happen, because I, heaven forbid, I snow the good people that I'm around in any way, shape, or form. She will not allow that to happen. So she keeps me honest whether I want her to or not. And she definitely calls me on it way more than I want her to, but just as much as I need her to. So that's always a plus. But yeah, it definitely, it's stuck with me, especially, you know, some of the things I realized about retreat was, you know, getting ready to go and worrying about the clothes that I was going to wear or pack, you know, being at the different events and thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to put this on and I don't like the way I look in the hotel room. But it all boils down to the fact that I had plenty of time to do what I had to do to get ready, and I chose not to. And those were the consequences of my actions. Was I'm not going to be as comfortable going out in this, but the flip side, the positive side to it was I wasn't judged by anybody. I wasn't called out by anybody. Nobody said, oh, how do you do this? But you're still heavy. Like none of that, those things happened. It happened to myself. Like I told myself all of those things, but you know, it wasn't by anybody else. But I truly feel like a lot of what I've kind of tricked myself into believing was just the fact that, well, you know, I made it this far and this is really good. So I'm like trying to be positive about how far I've gone mm-hmm. while still allowing myself to slack off because, you know, hey, man, you know, it could be worse. I could be up 30 pounds, but I'm not. But if I keep thinking like that, I will be.
You and I are going to have very similar goals, I think, in 2022. Absolutely. Nat, what about you, my friend? What didn't go to plan?
One kind of caused the other. So my job, I worked at a company. I was unemployed through most of 2020. And then in February of 2021, I got this job and I thought, oh my God, thank God. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. This is going to be great. Ended up not being the right fit at all. It caused a lot of anxiety and stress for me. And that, I think, led to, I had two very major stalls pretty early on, I would say. And, you know, something that my doctor and my therapist both told me is that raised cortisol levels hinder weight loss. So that was disappointing. I had almost 2 to 3 month long stalls this year. And so that was disappointing as someone who is still in their first year of bariatrics to have those stalls happen. The first one I kind of anticipated because it was around that 4 to 5 month mark. I thought, okay, this is normal. It's going to happen. And then I had another one like 6 weeks after the first one had happened. And I thought, oh my God, this is torture. Like I'm doing everything right. You know, as much as I could, as much as my mental capacity could allow me to. And, I wasn't budging, for a long time. And, so for me, it was, you know, that job that I had really took a toll on me physically more than I really realized until I spoke about it with my therapist and realized, oh, that did not help me in the way that I thought it would. So for me, it was just experiencing those high stress levels and having it hinder that weight loss that I thought I would have in the first year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, for me, you know, I was really thinking like this was going to be the year that I was really going to reconnect with friends and family, you know, with Grady. We were just going to, you know, we were going to reconnect because we've been so disconnected, you know, throughout the early stages of the pandemic. And I really thought I was going to buckle down and I was going to get to 199. Both of those did not happen, not even in the slightest. And in fact, really, this year, with the help of Wendy, I've really kind of identified how I've been feeling, and it's lonely. This year has been my year of loneliness. And even though we have grown this amazing community and we met each other at retreat, those were pockets of connectedness. But on the whole, I've just been feeling really alone. And that is not a feeling that I enjoy. And that was just very unexpected. And it's not that it's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I don't want to feel this way, but in a way it's like, okay, well now I know that's actually what I'm feeling. I don't know if it was a VBM or a podcast, I don't know where we heard this, but we were talking about the importance of being able to name our feelings and how we had never really done that before. We just kind of brushed them off to the side and we just moved through them and no, feelings don't matter and emotions and no. And to be able to acknowledge like, oh, maybe that's actually the only thing that's preventing me from like moving forward and getting through that. So I feel like that was been one of the positive things of 2022, but, or 21, but yeah, it was, yeah, same thing. Like I really thought, oh, I'd get to 199 and reconnect with people. None of that happened. Just none of that happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the connected piece, I'm still trying to figure out the why. The weight is definitely aligned to Jason, right? I mean, it's just like, oh no, like I'm working my plan. Like, it's fine. Like I'm having the sandwich every now and then, or I'm doing this, or, you know, like, oh no, like I, you know, balance and all of the things that we talk about. But there were times where that was not in balance and that impacted my, you know, that impacted my weight. I don't think it's made an overall impact of my health. All my numbers appear to be wonderful still. I'm still metabolically well, but something's off. Something doesn't feel right. And I'm just feeling a little bit more, I don't know, squishy is the right word, but you know, I'm just I'm just not, something has changed and I don't like it. And it's not necessarily the weight, because my weight has stayed stable, but it's the size or shape or just something. I'm not feeling it. So, you know, that is definitely a story that I have been telling myself, and it is not an accurate story. And I really need to work to shift that for sure. So that takes us to the second part of our conversation, which is 2022. Oh my gosh, new year, new opportunity, new everything, messing up the dates on all of our checks or whatever we write the dates on for the first couple of weeks. Oh God, I always hate that. Okay, 2022. What are our goals, our aspirations, our New Year's resolutions, our intentions, whatever word we want to put on it? What are the things that we are really excited to tackle in 2022?
I know for me, I'm going to, you know, get back. You know, some of the things we like to say, back on track, back to basics. I'm stripping everything back down. I'm going to go, you know, not quite pouch reset type stuff, but I'm going to go back to the things that I know serve me the best. I'm going to go back to meal planning. I'm going to go back to tracking. I'm going to go back to doing the things I know that are going to get me down, you know, get some of the bloat off my stomach, the things that are really bothering me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got things in that realm that I want to tackle. And kind of much aligned to what you were talking about, the loneliness aspect, is I really hope we start to travel this 2022 and meet some of our amazing community that has supported us for so long. Yeah. You know, we've gotten to meet a few of you guys at Retreat, which was amazing. I got to meet some of you guys at the Orlando meetup, which was amazing. We've got Sarah and I are organizing a thing to go see the Christmas lights in St. Augustine coming up here in a couple of weeks with a bunch of people that are from the Orlando meetup that are going to drive up, and some people that are going to drive down from other parts of Florida. So that's going to be fun. So we're really going to try to do our best to connect as much with the community this year as possible. So those are just a couple of the things that I'm super excited for.
So what are you going to do when you feel that you don't want to do the things anymore, right? This is always a question I love asking myself and others. It's like, okay, we all start off with these great goals or intentions, and we track for a couple of weeks, and we do this and we do that. And then it gets hard because it's something new, and our brain and our body works really hard to get us to stop doing those things because it's new. So what's your game plan for kind of tackling those, tackling that feeling when it does arrive? Because you know it's going to come.
Oh, it's going to come, and I'm in anticipation for it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take pictures of myself as I am now, with, you know, no shirt, no anything. I'm gonna really break it down, get raw with everything that I'm feeling right now, because I don't like the way I look with clothes on. So I know I'm not going to like the way I look with a shirt off. So I'm going to take pictures, and I'm going to date them, and I'm going to remind myself of the time where I thought everything was okay without doing any of those things. And then I, you know, I'm going to remember the way I feel, and that's going to let me know that, yeah, I may think I want to stop doing this, but I know what's going to happen. I've got the evidence now, because before, as I'm losing, I'm like, you know, kind of like, well, I've never been, you know, this month kind of been able to do this, or, you know, now that I've kind of been rocking along and my tool has been serving me pretty good, and I can slip every now and then, and I stay kind of in the same little area.
Well, but that's genius, because you're using your brain's ability to not deny evidence, kind of in the opposite way. Like, we always tell people, like, take the picture so you can see how far you've come. You're literally taking the pictures to go, no, bro, you're lying to yourself if you keep saying X, Y, Z. Oh,
right. Because I know, I will connect the way I feel with the way I look in that picture. And I will say to myself, like, you don't want that reality, because, you know, like before, when you didn't really know what was going to happen because you've been able to kind of rein it back in with the tool all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to physically see. I will be able to view it and know damn good and well what I let myself slip to. And, you know, even though the scale isn't, you know, the scale's really kind of in this situation is kind of lying, because it may look like it's within the same couple of pound range that I've been in, but I don't look the way I looked in some of those before pictures when I really was doing the way I was, you know, in my after pictures, when I really, like, there was no bloat to my belly. I physically looked different. And now I physically look different again. So, and I know that's attributed to some of the things that I've been eating that I know I shouldn't have. So when I see, when I, you know, visually see it, and I'm also going to do something that I've never done before, which is journal about how I feel right now, so that I can look back at that and say, with coupled with the pictures, I can say, this is the picture. This is how you felt when the pictures were taken. Now tell me that that's not, tell me that you want to go back there.
Wow. I am like super powerful, Jason. I mean, Nat and that's I good. Are the look on both of our faces, Dad, did you see that? When Jason said that, you and I both were like, I'm sorry, what?
Because we have been asking Jason to do this since I've known both of you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hold you to it.
Again, blink twice. Is there a knife? Is Sarah?
Like, where's Sarah?
Where is Sarah? We're going to have to verify that she... Okay, thank you. Wow. 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 No,
that is huge, though, because you... Our memories... I was just listening to a podcast. Our memories trick ourselves all the time. Oh, it wasn't that bad. Oh, I felt fine. You know, those types of things. But to actually write it down, date it, take the photo, you'll be able to go back and say, nope, I didn't feel great when I wasn't doing things to take care of myself. You can see it and it's physical data. And that's what I do. I mean, I've done the gratitude journal that I talk about all the time. I've done it several times and I keep all of them because I need to know, okay, before surgery, I didn't feel great. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to get to that point again. Mm-hmm. So I commend you, Jason, because that is, it's going to be hard. You're not going to want to journal these things. I don't want to do it all the time, but your future self will really thank you to have that evidence.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I'm excited to watch your journey, even though I'm like part of your life. Like I get, you know, we get to watch it now, Nat. Like, my God,
it's a new chapter. I mean, every year is a new chapter of life you're doing that. And this is new and we support you in any way.
Oh, Nat, you know what we need to send Jason? That camera that we had with us at retreat, where you take the picture and it just prints. It's like the new Polaroid.
Yeah. The Instax cameras.
Yes. And then you can just put it in your journal.
Yep. You need
Somebody's getting a present. I think we all need one. That is like the raddest tool, you know, because the other thing that makes that special is that sometimes we just need things that are for us, not for Instagram, not for other people, but for us. And that's a really powerful tool that you can use for you. And if, and when you feel comfortable sharing it with other people, you can do so. But really the first purpose is you. And and that is putting you front and center in a very powerful way.
Yes, I agree.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay. Freaking rad. Ooh, I'm like super excited for 2022 now. Man, it's not even my goal. I'm like, ooh, coming with the heat. All right, Miss Nat, what about you? What's your...
Yeah, mine is really to be more active. It's not my favorite thing to do, but to find the thing that I love to do and to do alone. I have a friend who she goes on solo hikes all the time, all over Washington. And she'll take a day, an extra day off work or something, and she'll do like three days of hiking. Like she'll do one hike one day, but, you know, she just loves it over the summer. You know, she just loves it. She thinks it's the best thing. And, she says it really helps reset her creative juices and she just feels more in tune with herself. And I thought, dang, like seeing how much she hiked over the summer, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want to do that. Like I want to feel what she feels. I want to enjoy hiking. I want to enjoy moving my body in that way. I don't really love going to the gym and all of that. And, but I need to move. And that's like kind of, I've figured out the eating thing. I figured out the wellness and my medications and my mental health. And now this is like the not the final piece, but another piece to the puzzle that I need to focus on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the and, movement mindset, metabolic wellness.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's mostly my goal, is to like feel well enough to, once spring hits, start hiking and starting that journey. I already have some hiking poles. I have a hiking backpack. I asked for hiking shoes for Christmas. So I'm really trying to like manifest that I will be into hiking. And my goal over the summer, spring, summer, is to do one hike a week. Whatever it may be, whether it's a short one, a longer one, just get out and hike something once a week, spring, until I can't do it anymore. So that's my main goal, is to just be moving once a week, you know, do a big hike or something.
Yep.
And then I think, as far as, you know, everything else goes, I just would love to develop like career wise. I have this new job that has been really allowing me to kind of show off and show my talents. And I'm hoping that, you know, I can, by the end of the year, next year, have a pretty solid like income, salary, where I can maybe hopefully move to where I would like to be in 2023. So, yeah. So financially, I'm hoping, I'm really, that's like my main goal. Cause Stephanie, One Hungry Mother on Instagram, has been, not so happy with my teasing her of moving down to Oregon. and I told her, you know, once I get financially well, then I can do it, but I'm not just going to pick up and move. Don't feel comfortable with that. So, I'm hoping by the end of, you know, 2022, I'll feel comfortable making a move, whether that is in the Portland area or Central Oregon. I'm not quite sure, but those are my two big goals.
Dude, I am so excited for you. I know you have really become a different person when you changed your jobs. And you have more capacity to be you, and you're not as stressed. So that's, now that the stress is gone, you have this ability to focus on not only who you are as a professional in your new company, but who you are as an individual. And it really shows in kind of what you're presenting to the world. So it's been super exciting to watch in 2021, and we know it's only going to continue in 2022.
Yeah. I'm really, I don't think I ever realized how much your job stress can affect your personal life. But once I did make that change, I was like, oh, I feel good. I feel okay. I don't mind if I had to work here for the rest of my life, and I have security and all of that. So yeah, feeling that weight lifted, especially financially. I mean, your early 20s is really hard, and I never felt like I could afford things. And now I'm like, oh, I can actually apply for getting a car and like possibly, you know, renting out a nice house instead of just an apartment. And just those little things that I never really realized made a big difference.
Yes. Huge. Definitely, well, and you're putting in the work to do it in a way that is sustainable, right? So you're not like cutting, you're not like chopping off one leg to, you know, like you really are approaching this in a very, in just a very smart way, which is, you know, it's just exciting because when you build that foundation right, then your house will always stand, and you're just working on the foundation.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you what I asked Jason, right? What are you going to do when you don't feel like doing it anymore?
Yeah. Very similar to Jason. I think, as far as like my movement goal, I think that goes back to one of the earlier questions. I don't feel like I moved enough this year. I didn't do enough during the summer, partially because of my job. I didn't feel like I had the flexibility or capacity to do so. So I'm just going to reflect and say, okay, remember this time last year, you wish you could do this, you know, go do it, you know, and remind myself that there's that quote that says, remember when you wish for what you have now. And so I'm just going to keep that at the forefront, especially when it comes to the movement factor. As far as the work factor, you know, I think eventually I would love to do this as my full-time job, but right now it's also, I'm 28. I don't have a retirement. I don't have anything to set myself up for the future. So it's also keeping that at the forefront and saying, okay, I need to make sure that I'm doing the right things to make myself comfortable in life and in the future. So even though maybe I don't want to work for quote unquote the man, you know, if that means setting my future self up for comfort later, you know, then I have to do that and not necessarily let myself fly by the seat of my pants like I really want to.
It's always a fine balance. It's always a fine balance.
Yeah.
But I mean, just keeping that front and center is key. I know when we were building our house, we saved just an insane amount of money. And it was because we always kept the end goal in mind. It's like, no, I'm saying no to going out. I'm saying no to this. No, I'm saying no to so many things because I literally have this vision of my life front and center. And if it didn't align to that vision, then I just said no. And you just have to keep looking this way, right? Things are going to come in here and you just got to nope, which is hard. Yeah. It's hard to do.
Yeah. And if I want to live with my, like near my parents and everything, I mean, if everyone doesn't know, living in Central Oregon can be pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. And if that is my end goal, then I have to make sure that I'm set up for success in that way. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's interesting you should talk about hiking. So I don't think I've told you this, and Jason, I know you definitely don't know this. My sister is like a hardcore out for weeks PCT hiker, right? Like that's what she loves. And at retreat, I was talking to other people who are local to you and I, Nat, and she has a goal this year of hiking Mount St. Helens, which is a very attainable, it's a mountain, it exploded big, you know, but it's beautiful, right? And it's a 1 day hike. It's like a 10 mile round trip hike, I think. And she was saying, I'm going to do that on her birthday in July. And I thought, oh my God, what a cool way to bring our community together around movement in a way that could be accessible for a lot of people. Now, I know that not everybody can go hiking. I know that some people just can't have a hard time walking. But I thought, wouldn't that be rad if we could put an event together where some of us hike to the summit, some of us hike to the first little meadow, and others are just there cheerleading us on, taking in this beautiful vista. So when you said that, I was like, oh my God, we could literally start training for hiking Mount St. Helens this summer. Like what an amazing goal to like put at the forefront of that.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. She's another Pacific Northwest girl.
Yes, yes.
We chatted about that as well. And, you know, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great goal and that would be so much fun to do. But I think also part of my bringing that up is that I need to get comfortable being uncomfortable with myself. And so doing these solo hikes and things like that for me is a goal so that I don't look to other people for that motivation to finish. It's myself, it's me. And that's something that my friend and I also talked about was, you know, I said, how do you keep going when it's just you? Like, how do you just not turn back? And she says, I don't want to turn back. That's just me, my old ways giving it, like coming up. So I would love to do a community hike, but that was also the reason for me wanting to do all of those solo hikes is just to overcome that aspect.
That is so, I applaud you for that. Cause that's not easy being alone with ourselves and finding that internal motivation can be a real struggle. And that's kind of funny. That's actually one of my goals for 2022 is that in therapy, Wendy's been asking me a lot about like, well, you know, really kind of about my identity and like, who do you want to become as a person, right? Because the more that Berry Nation grows, the more that our stories are out there and the more that we are out there as people. And it's been really difficult to kind of think about like, oh, I guess I just didn't realize the weight of that. And it's really caused me to think about like, who really am I working to become? So I'm pretty confident in like who I am, but it's like, well, who is going to be this person that is going to, you know, help bring Berry Nation into the future. So, you know, I have to figure out for myself. You know, I have to connect with myself. If I'm feeling disconnected with others, it's because I'm actually disconnected with myself. So taking that time to just be me, to do the solo things, to do that solo work, and to really get a very clear picture of, okay, who am I becoming? You know, who am I as a person? And then aligning what I do in my life to that mission. And at the same time, I think of Berry Nation as a person, as a standalone person, right? And we are all kind of the creators and the shepherds of this person. So I'm also thinking about like, well, what do I want Berry Nation to become? What is it going to symbolize? What does it stand for? What is its purpose? How will it serve? So to really get clear on that. So that's kind of my part of my goal in 2022. And then me too, movement. My body is calling, screaming for me. Like I wake up having dreams about yoga. And I'm just really resistant to it. And I don't know why. So I need to get to the bottom of that. And then I need to just move more. And I very much want to get serious about my overall health, like what Jason was saying. You know, my husband Grady also is on a mission. He would like to shed some weight in 2022. And I'd like to be a partner with him in that. I'd like to connect with him kind of around that. So, you know, just thinking about, like you said, tracking and meal planning and food and really getting serious about nutrition, like taking classes and understanding, like, what is a carb? What are macronutrients? What do they do? And, you know, all of these things, I need to understand the why behind it. So that's kind of my big overall goals or missions for 2022. I need to define who I am for myself. I need to define Berry Nation and move forward there, get serious about movement or just start moving more like what you said. And then, you know, and then really get serious about my health. And I really like what you guys are saying about like, when it gets difficult, I need a touchstone to look back on and go, you were not happy here. And here's what was going on in your life. Here's what you're thinking, doing, acting, eating, saying, you were doing all of these things at this moment in time, and you were not happy. So if I want to grow in my happiness or contentment or joy, I need to not do what I was doing here. And just when it gets difficult or rough, I need to be able to look back on that and go, okay, this is what it was. I think that's a really, really powerful tool. And then just constantly checking in with my why. Why do I want to do these things? Well, it's because I don't feel right now. So, you know, and again, public accountability, private accountability, just, you know, being okay with saying this is not working right now, or this is hard, or I don't feel like doing this, or this is more challenging than what I thought. I can say those things and I can seek answers for myself and from others. Not only will that help me kind of decipher who am I, but it might help me connect with others just by sharing my struggles, which is sometimes hard to do. So,
well, staying connected to our community, though, is one of the things we talk about all the time, just specifically because the more you see people, you know, when they're struggling, they talk about, well, I've been away for a while. Sorry, you guys haven't seen me. Sorry, I've been MIA, but I've really been struggling. Like, we see that a lot. And a lot, it really boils down to the fact that when you don't want to be held accountable, you seek the shadows. You don't want people to see what you're doing. You don't want people to know. And staying more active, you know, in social media with your, whether it's on social media or not, your support system, whoever that may be in life, you know, keeping connected with those people are going to serve you and keep you honest with yourself and others. It's going to keep you in line with your goals, because that way, you know, you're not just letting yourself down. You have a support system that's there to help prop you up when you can't prop yourself up. I've been there. April's been there. Natalie's been there. We are a great support system for each other in those ways that, you know, we're there no matter what, no matter when. You know, anytime you need the helping hand, the encouraging word, the, you know, the what do you think's the best thing for me to eat when I'm trying to do this? You know, there's just lots of ways that your support system can help you in those situations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, I had to rely heavily on you two and the community to get me through a really dark place. And it was the community that said, like, you know, maybe think about it this way, or try this, or, you know, or simply just, I understand. And you're allowed to feel this way. You're allowed to step away. You're allowed to take a break. I'm going to keep checking on you just because that's what we do. But I'm not expecting anything out of you except, you know, that you're resting and relaxing. And it was a real lesson in what community meant for me, because I have a very difficult time. I love creating the community. I love being a part of the community. I love giving. But when it comes time for me to take out a deposit that I've made, I have a very difficult time with that. But that is what got me through that really difficult patch. And it's one of the main reasons why I created Berry Nation. Not everybody feels comfortable talking about these things on a public platform like Instagram. Berry Nation is literally the private place where you can go and have conversations with people that are very focused and very serious about their bariatric life. And it's much more private than some of these other places. It's just it's a safe place. And Natalie, I know you and I were kept going back and forth. We were really both struggling. And our answer usually to each other was just go spend some time in Berry Nation. Just go hang out there with the people. And every single time I was like, oh my God, I just feel so much better. I just feel,
Well, and it was funny, that couple of weeks ago, you were like, I really want to post on stories, but I think it'll be too sad. And I'm like, this is literally what the community is for, you know, like Berry Nation, the whole weight loss surgery, Instagram. It's not just to be like, oh, look how amazing and happy I am. It's for those moments where we're like, hey, I'm struggling. Like, I'm not having a good time. And this is what's going on, because then you got that support and you got what you needed. Yeah. And I saw it, you know, we all three can see the messages that poured in afterwards. And that is the beauty of our community. And those low moments need to be shared, because other people are, guarantee you, other people are going through the same thing, if not a similar thing. Yeah, and when you do have those vulnerable moments, that's when the real growth happens. And you know, I pulled an April on April. You know, you got to do the work. You got to do the work of weight loss surgery. You can't just be the pillar, the beacon. You know, you also have to do the work, and we have to do the work. And I'm glad that was a lesson for you as well. That, you know, in order, I mean, cliches are cliche for a reason, but you can't pour from an empty cup, you know?
No. And I was completely out. And what was scary to me is that I didn't even realize I was out until it wasn't too late, but it felt like it was too late. Right. And then it's just despair. It's grief. It's shame. It's just very, very dark feelings. And you feel like you've let a lot of people down, and it's hard to rectify that. But you know, that period and your guys' support really just let me know, like, you haven't let anybody down. You are literally doing the work of weight loss surgery, and you have an opportunity to show people what the work looks like when it's the heaviest. You know, and that's a way to continue to pour into the community, which is a lesson that I had to learn, right? Is that no matter what I'm going through or experiencing or feeling, that is support. Which is so different from how I had ever done it before. But again, it's the power of the community. It's the power of those messages. It's the power of just people saying, nope, I see you. And just acknowledging that, like, half the messages were just like, oh, I see that you're hurting. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking about you. No offering of help or support or anything like that. Just a simple acknowledgement of, I see you and I acknowledge what you're going through. Oh, and you still are okay with that? Like, you still want to be my friend, right? That was, I think, at the base of that, what was going through my head, which is sounds so crazy, but at the same time, it's like, no, that is support. People need to know that you can make it through these times, and they need to see how you have made it through those times, because they're going through it, or they have gone through it, or they know that it's coming their way. So that, you know, you need a roadmap. Well, there was my roadmap. That was my recipe for getting through it. And it was literally reaching out to the community and just saying, I am not well.
And it's in those times where you feel like, you know, you not only have you let yourself down, but you've let other people down. Yeah. You don't even want to be your own friend. So you have a hard time thinking that other people are going to want to be that too. They're like, well, people aren't going to want to be around me if they know this is how I'm really feeling right now. Yeah. But it's not about who you let down. It's about us lifting you up. Because when you can't walk yourself, we've got to be there to help walk with you, not for you, but with you, so that not only do you realize that you can do it, but you're going to get the support you need to get you through whatever it is that you're going through.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of just popped into my head. I think it's Winnie the Pooh. I could be totally wrong, but isn't there that part in Winnie the Pooh where Eeyore is really sad and he just tells Pooh, like, I'm just going to sit here under this tree and be sad. And Pooh just said, well, then I'm going to sit with you. Or, yep. Right? I mean,
something like that. It's very, yeah.
Yeah. And that's really what it was. It was an entire community just going, oh, okay. We'll sit with you.
Yeah, let's be sad. We're going to be sad. Okay, let's be sad.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a very humbling experience, but again, really, really motivating for me because it was like, oh, this is what this community is about. This is why it is so imperative. This is why it's needed. This is why every story matters. This is why everybody should have the space to tell their story because this is how we make it through. This is how we discover our recipe for success. It was, yeah, mm-hmm. It was just amazing. And now that we're really talking about this, I guess 2021 wasn't as bad as we thought it was.
Right.
That's why at the beginning when you guys were like, oh my goodness. And like,
now it's like, mine was pretty good.
Mine was pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
Right? I'm definitely leaving this conversation feeling much more positive and uplifted about the year that was than I was going into it, which is, again, what a powerful, like, mindset tool example of just to have the power of reflection and really focusing on those moments of joy, acknowledging the bad, but game planning our way out of it. Man, that talk about like a complete shift. I mean, yeah, 2021 was not as bad as what I initially thought.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm right there with you because I'm thinking the same thing. I came in thinking one way and I'm leaving it completely different because like not even thinking about all of the wins that we have had, because we talk about how small wins add up to big wins, add up to, you know, monumental things. So, you know, really when you put it all together, the way that we've done and, you know, this time that we've been together here, it really does make a huge difference.
Huge.
So I do have one question and I'm throwing a curveball here.
Oh, Jesus.
Last year, I remember we talked about our word for 2021 and I remember mine was growth. And I feel like, okay, I did that. I grew a lot during this year. I want to know what your guys' word is for 2022.
I'm glad you didn't ask me what our word for 2021 was because I'm old. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember what mine was too. But man, word for 2022. Crap.
Hope.
Ooh, that's yours is hope.
Yeah, I'm going to go with hope. Not only hope that I continue to do the things that I set forth to do, but that we continue to grow our community exponentially as we have done already, and that we just continue to grow closer as a support for each other and in our already amazing friend and partnerships.
Wow.
I love Jesus. That.
That's always, Jason. Freaking always. You know, I think I've been journaling for about the past 10 days at night, and I very much love Danielle Laporte's work around the desire map, and the her concept of those core desired feelings have been floating around in my head, and I keep writing connected, engaged, and I think enlightened are the three words that keep kind of bubbling up for me. So I don't know exactly what my word will be for 2022, but at the very moment, those are the three that are, those are the three. Engage seems to be maybe the top word. I need to be engaged in my self-discovery. I need to be engaged with planning and logistics and all that kind of stuff. I need to be engaged with the community. And I think engagement also comes with connecting. Yeah. So maybe, yeah. Okay. Dang, that's a good question. And what was yours? What's your word? Growth. That was last year's.
That was last year. My word for this year is adventure. To be adventurous with, you know, myself, to be adventurous in who I connect with, to be adventurous in my hiking, just to be adventurous. Adventure is my word.
I love it. Oh my God. This is so rad. So adventurous, engaged, hopeful. All right. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so excited, friend. Thank you guys for having this conversation today. I'm like shocked at how much better I feel, I guess, about everything and how connected I feel to the three of you. Oh, it's been a little bit disconnected. It's been busy.
Been a little busy. Yeah, I feel like we connected so much at retreat, and then when we were stripped from that, we were kind of like, but wait, friends.
I went through a withdrawal for sure. The retreat hangover was real. And then you just go into the holidays, so then I'm not even on Instagram and all of that. So I'm glad we had a chance to chat.
Yes,
definitely.
Well, I'm so looking forward to sharing the new year with you three, with all of us three, but with you two especially, because, you know, we are each other's people, and I certainly couldn't have made it through the year without you two. So I'm looking forward to continue to rely on your friendship and expertise in 2022.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Miss Nat, I think there's a couple of things you want to let our friends and followers know.
Yes. So there are two different ways that we would like to highlight our wonderful Berry Nation community, and both of them are free ways that you can be highlighted. The first one is our Shout Out Sunday, and every single Sunday we shout out one of our amazing Instagram community members. All you have to do is go to the link in our bio, fill out a Google form, upload a picture that you're proud of. It can be a transformation. It can be you living your best life. Whatever it may be. And then I will post it on our grid on Instagram and highlight you in our stories. Sunday is my favorite day of the week because I just get to brag about you guys and how amazing you guys are. It's one of our favorite things to do to just give back to our community. And we also learn so much about you guys. We literally just got an amazing recipe, like protein jello recipe. So we're constantly learning about new snacks and new things from you guys. So we love to highlight you that way. The second way that you can be highlighted and just involved in the podcast is you can leave us a voice message on Anchor. So the link is in our bio. You can just go to anchor.fm/ I think it's Berry Nation, but the link is in our bio. And you can ask us a question. You can leave us a review. You can just call and say, hey, and we will probably feature it in our podcast. And that is another way that you can be highlighted as one of our community members. You do not have to pay us for either of these. You don't have to jump through any hoops. It's literally just you, and we get to highlight and support you. So go, all of it is at the link in our bio. You can do both of those there.
And we love celebrating this community in all the ways that we possibly can. And these are like the top two of my favorite things, especially the podcast. When people leave us a voice message or a memo, oh my God, it's just so awesome because we can use it in such a powerful way, right? Your voice gets broadcasted across the podcast. It's your question. It's your feedback. It's just amazing. So highly recommend that you do that. And if you are looking for an extra layer of support along your journey, absolutely check out the Berry Nation membership community. You have 14 days to really get in there, see all of the supports that are available to you. But the thing that I really want to highlight today is the safety of the community. It's not Instagram. It is a membership community. So you only have people there that are very serious about the support. And then you get the support of experts. So we have registered dietitians, we have therapists, we have chefs, we have certified personal trainers, we have bariatric coaches, and we're onboarding experts at this point, it feels like every week. We are onboarding new people to deliver amazing content for our members. So if you are just looking for that extra layer of support, that targeted, dedicated space where you can really go and connect, learn, and grow in your own bariatric journey, consider becoming a Berry Nation member. Just visit our website, www.berrynation.com. Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. We just want to thank you guys for all the love and support that you've shown so far, the likes, the shares, the subscribes. Please keep that up because that helps us continue to provide the support, and supporting you guys helps support us, and we appreciate that. Also, don't forget that you can leave us ratings and reviews on your favorite podcast player, as well as on YouTube as well. That way you can continue to like and share and support in that way as well. So other than that, just remember at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thanks, friends. Happy New Year.
Yes.